We're going to head to Kent and be joined by Kent State head coach Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. Doing good. Yourself?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and certainly appreciate you fitting us in with the scheduling of tomorrow night's game and with preparation for tomorrow's trip to Toledo. When you watch the Rockets in film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, offensively, they've done a great job consistently year in and year out, and this year's no difference with running the ball and finding ways to get explosive plays, and we got to do a great job, you know, containing a very explosive and dynamic running game. And then obviously with that and the numbers that you got to commit to the run game, you know, you got to do a great job holding up down the field as well. And regardless of who's been playing quarterback, they found ways to generate big plays in the throw game. You know, defensively, they've done a really good job showing multiple fronts. They play with unbelievable effort and really strain to the football, you know, and just a group of guys that loves to play. So we got to do a great job handling the multiple looks up front. And really matching their effort and their physicality, because year in and year out, they're one of the most physical teams that we see in the league.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis. Tomorrow night's an opportunity for your Kent State Golden Flashes to be playing on national TV in a meaningful game in November, and that's an important for all involved. Talk about the excitement for your team in playing in this contest and getting back out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the reason why our kids got here. It's the reason why we came here as a staff, is that we knew that this is a special place, that we could build the right way and lay a good foundation. And this is one of those moments and one of those opportunities, most importantly, because it's the next opportunity against a team that's been really dominant in the league. And Coach Candle and his staff have done a tremendous job, you know, really taking that program to the next level since he's taken it over. And so it's a great opportunity to compete, you know, against a program that I hold in really high regard and I respect the heck out of. And so we got to show up and we got to play, you know, our brand of football. And it'll just be an opportunity for our kids to go out after some good days rest and extended time off to go back out and compete and play the next opportunity. That's a big step as we go forward into November to hopefully earn the opportunity to play some more football after, you know, these next four games.
With these couple extra days, what advantage can a first-year quarterback and leading the offense like Dustin Crum take advantage of these couple extra days?
I think the biggest thing is that, you know, just getting healthy first and foremost, because like everyone in the league, he's got some bumps and bruises from, you know, the number of snaps that he's played, and it's a significant number of snaps that he's experienced at the collegiate level. So just getting him back healthy and operating close to 100% in the physical regards. But then also, he's a very cerebral kid, so it gives him some extra days and some extra time to really dive deeper into the plan and to really know and study his opponents. So hopefully that will lead to him playing confidently and continue to make good decisions, and that will translate into some positive plays tomorrow evening.
Where are your flashes right now defensively?
You know, we're continuing to strive and continue to improve to get better. You know, one of the things we talk about is toughness and committing to what we do defensively as we're going through and making sure that we're getting the right pieces and adjusting the scheme from where we were at and what we took over to where we want to be, and just sustaining through the adversity that we faced, you know, and continue to grow in that regard. But they've shown strides. And the biggest thing for us is just to limit the big plays that have really been detrimental to our success the past couple of weeks. But really pleased with the growth that we've had on that side of the ball and the way guys have settled into the roles. Need some guys to step up because of the way the season has played out. But pleased with the overall effort. The attention to detail continues to get better and better each week, which will limit those explosive plays. And we'll continue to see the results of our efforts with that.
Sean, for your flashes to have success tomorrow night, what do you need to accomplish?
You know, the biggest thing is that we need to control our controllables, not shoot ourselves in the foot where we have the past couple of weeks with some silly penalties, with some drop balls, with some alignment assignment issues. So taking care of our house first and foremost. And then the major point of emphasis, again, is that we got to contain their rushing game, which is very, very potent. And then we got to do a great job keeping our quarterback upright and winning the battle on the line of scrimmage when it comes to our offensive line play.
Well, Sean, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation and before heading to Toledo for tomorrow night's game. I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank you. For Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes, they'll be on the road tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 5th at Toledo. That game, a 7 p.m. Eastern kickoff on CBS Sports Network.